Grab your Bible. It's time for Reading the Word with Justin Reed, the minister at the Arlington Church of Christ on Faulkner Springs Road. Now, here's Justin.
Oh, thank you, Brother Dearman. Glad to be along with you here as we begin a new topic of study today here on Reading the Word. Yes, my name is Justin Reed, and I say we just hop right into a brand new study, shall we? Open your Bible to Colossians chapter 1. Colossians the first chapter. In fact, we're going to spend the entirety of our time allotted to us today in Colossians chapter 1. I do appreciate you joining us here on our study. Pray that you've been having a good, faithful day in the Lord. Maybe you're not being bogged down with too many ailments or distractions or frustrations, but you have this time that we can set aside to learn more about God and His Word. And if you want to study this lesson again at your convenience, you can do it online anytime. www.readingtheword.net. It's R-E-A-D-I-N-G, readingtheword.net. Click on where it says the radio program. This is number 97 in our series, and we'd love for you to study any or all of them. Feel free to use them however you can for the glory of God. That's why they're on there, for us to study together. Today before us, I want us to talk about a lesson simply titled, Learning to Walk the Walk. Learning how to walk the walk. You know, walking is quintessential to human life, is it not? One of the first things we do, we learn how to scoot and crawl and hobble around, and then it's a big deal when a young child learns how to walk. Family love to see it. They love nowadays watching videos online, seeing pictures of their first steps. It's a story. People say, well, my child began walking at this age. Oh, well, mine began walking at this age. Mine was born walking. You've heard the stories. You may have been involved in these conversations. Walking is quintessential to our life. We often say you got to walk the walk and talk the talk. And that's true. You've got to learn how to act a certain way and behave a certain way. When we come to Scripture, we see that walking does not always mean taking your left foot, placing it in front of your right foot, and then placing your right front in front of your left foot in a repeated motion till you reach your destination. That's the definition of walking, where both feet are never off the ground at the same time. If so, that becomes a run. When we're learning to walk the walk, it is important to know how to do it. See, too many times, dear friends, I'm afraid that we just tell people, well, you got to live the life of a Christian, and yet we never illustrate to them or point them in the right direction within the bounds of Scripture. How do I do that? It's one thing to have something told to you. You got to live the life of a Christian. It's something else to know how to live the life of a Christian. So today, let us talk about learning to walk the walk. Go with me, Colossians chapter 1. I want us to read together verses 9 through 14, then we're going to back up and find and identify four different ways that we can learn to walk in Colossians 1, 9 through 14. By the way, I'm reading out of the King James translation. The Bible says, "For this cause also, since the day that we heard it, we do not cease to pray for you and to desire that you might be filled with the knowledge of His will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might, according to His glorious power, unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness, giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness, hath translated us into the kingdom of His dear Son, in whom we have redemption through His blood, even the forgiveness of sins." Dear friends, as we begin to discuss learning to walk the walk, number one, we can learn to walk by being fruitful in every good work. Go once again to verse 10 in the first part of that, if you will. That you walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing. How? Number one, being fruitful in every good work. Now, this sentence is one long sentence at the start of Colossians, and so we're just going to kind of break it up. Be fruitful unto every good work. You know, Jesus Christ said in the Sermon on the Mount, by their fruit you shall know them. We as Christians shall produce fruit for the Master, fruit meat for the Master. We talk about producing fruit meat for repentance when people need to come forward, repent of their sins, rededicate their lives, if you will. We must be fruitful how? In every good work. That means going forth knowing whatever I'm doing, Colossians 3, verse 17, whatever I do in word or deed, do all in the name of blessed Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by Him. Everything I'm doing, I'm trying to work for the Lord. That means if I'm going to worship, I'm working for the Lord. And if I'm at the gym working out, I'm really working for the Lord, so I'm trying to find somebody there that I can share the gospel with. Dear friends, you may say, well, that's all fine and dandy, Brother Justin, but you're a preacher, so it's easy for you. Not always. But I tell you what, in my secular job, when I go meet with clients, I had a wonderful discussion with a like-minded individual just yesterday, and we talked scripture for about 15, 20 minutes after we talked about the business at hand, because we just are like-minded. We want to ask each other questions. We must be fruitful in every good work, no matter what we're doing, so we can learn to walk the walk to be pleasing unto the Lord. We need to pause our study for the time being. Brother Dearman's going to invite you to services here at the Arlington Church of Christ. We'll come back, pick up with number 2 on learning to walk the walk on Reading the Word.
Reading the Word is hosted by Justin Reed, the minister at the Arlington Church of Christ in McMinnville. The building is located at 2500 Faulkner Springs Road, just 1.2 miles off 70 on the right. Join us for Sunday worship at 9 a.m., Sunday school at 10 a.m., and worship at 11 a.m. with midweek Bible study Wednesday at 7 p.m.
Oh, thank you, Brother Dearman. Glad to be back here with you as we continue studying God in spirit and in truth simply by opening the Word and reading it into ourselves. We're talking about learning how to walk the walk, learning how to live the life of a Christian. And we're basing all of our lesson points today from the first chapter of Colossians, Colossians chapter 1. Verses 9 through 14. We've already discussed the first one. He says in verse 10 that you walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, number 1, being fruitful in every good work. Number 2, as we move on, and the sentence moves on in verse 10, he says, and increasing in the knowledge of God. Dear friends, I like to think I know a lot about the Bible. Yet I make it a habit of daily study because I don't know all about the Bible. In fact, I've never met any one person that has known everything. I've known a lot of people I thought came close. Yet I have seen gospel preachers who are semi-retired. No one truly retires from being a preacher, dear friends. I'll go ahead and tell you that now. And no one retires from being a Christian. But at the age of 89, 90, and 91, walked in studying the Word of God. Why? To know more about it. And that tells me it's someone that advanced of an age. If they can study God's Word on a daily basis, then so can I. I want to increase in knowledge. Peter concludes his second epistle by saying, but grow in the grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It's a command. We are to grow. We are to increase in knowledge. I've heard of men, individuals I should say, they'll say, well, I don't know why I should study the book of Acts. I've already read it. I've already read a commentary. Now, commentaries are no supplant for God's Word, dear friends, but they do help us understand. They say, well, I've already read so-and-so on the book of Acts, or just using Acts for example. Dear friends, every time I read through a passage, no matter if I've read through it 100 times or 7, or whatever the case may be, I learn something new. And then I learn something new as I'm preaching that lesson I prepared to talk to you about. Why? Because we increase in knowledge. This is not look at me. This is we increase in knowledge every time we read something. You pick up on little details. You go, I didn't realize that. I'd always looked over that. Maybe I'd always mispronounced this word. Didn't get that right. Whatever. We are to increase in knowledge. And when we increase in knowledge, dear friends, and we learn how to walk worthy of the Lord, we should never stop reading the Bible. I've heard of stories of the late, great Brother Guy in Woods, H. Leo Bowles, B.C. Goodpasture, and other preachers of days gone by, Gus Nichols as well. And some of them were known to get up at 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning and spend 3 or 4 hours in study of God's Word before they went to work, because they thought that's when their mind was the best. It was unclouded. And that's some science behind that. heard of other gospel preachers who every day read 1st and 2nd Timothy. Instructions to a young preacher, of course. And if they can read it that often, then so can I. So can you. We can increase in knowledge, and we do that, we learn to walk the walk. We continue our study now, learning to walk the walk. Number one, we do it by being fruitful in every good work, verse 10. Number two, by increasing in knowledge, verse 10. We keep our study going now. Point number three, verse number 11. He says, strengthen with all might, according to his glorious power, unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness. We can learn to walk by being strengthened in all might. Being strengthened, drawing strength from his word, according to his glorious power, he says, with all patience. Oh, dear friends, how oftentimes we need more patience than we have. Is that true? He says, and long-suffering with joyfulness. And not only are we being strengthened in his might, but we're happy to do it. We're happy to go through trying times because that increases our patience. We're happy to go through times where we must suffer through things for a long time because that brings us joy. And when we do that, we're being strengthened with his might. We're being hardened. We're being refined. We're being better tools for the master's care. We must be strengthened in all of our might. How else do we learn to walk the walk? Finally, number four, from verse number 12 of Colossians 1. Giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints. We learn to walk the walk by giving thanks, dear friends. We must give thanks to God. Now, I hope that you have an active daily prayer life. Multiple times throughout the day, you pause to talk to your Heavenly Father. Sometimes I'm afraid we don't thank him enough for what he's given. And sometimes we use catch-all statements, and I get that. We thank you for all of our blessings. But I tell you, one of my favorite places to be, dear friends, is up atop of Short Mountain. Because I grew up at the base of Short Mountain in Cannon County, Woodbury, Tennessee. But at Short Mountain Bible Camp, I have heard some of the most beautiful prayers ever uttered. And they did not come from gospel preachers. They did not come from elders or deacons of the church or well-respected men of society. But they came from little children. You know, Jesus Christ said in Matthew 18, be like the little children, suffer the little children, be like unto children. Dear friends, I have heard children thank God for forks and for their spoons and for their plates and their cups and their napkins, so they could eat their food. Now, they thank God for the food, but they thank God. I'd never thank God for the utensils that I'd used to eat, and it made me want to reconsider my prayer life a little bit. Dear friends up there, I have heard little kids, they thank God for the grass that they had just played kickball in. I don't think I'd ever thank God for grass a day in my life specifically. Now, I was thankful for all the blessings. Yes, I get that. Are we truly thankful? Have you ever truly stopped to think about just how much you've been blessed by God? To live where you live, to have the job, the skill set that you have, to have the family that you have. We've truly been blessed by God, and we should truly want to give him all thanks. What does he say in verse 12? He's made us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. We've been delivered from the power of darkness. And verse 14, we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. We should be thankful. We should be strengthened in all of our might. We should increase in knowledge, and we should be fruitful in every good work. And dear friends, when we do that, we walk the walk. But we must walk the walk and talk the talk. Live the life. Act the way a Christian should act. Anything less is failure of our commands. I hope this lesson today from Colossians 1 has helped strengthen you. I know it certainly has me. Enjoyed our time together as always. Want to enjoy it again whenever you can online at readingtheword.net. READING, readingtheword.net. Click on where it says radio programs. Be glad to study along anytime online. Next week here at our same appointed time and same appointed place, we hope you can join us for that study then. And may the good Lord bless you and may he keep you. Please continue to pray. Thank you for listening.
This has been Reading the Word with Justin Reed, the minister at the Arlington Church of Christ on Faulkner Springs Road in McMinnville.